NASA treats Times Square visitors to historic images from Webb Telescope. By Penny Starr on July 13, 2022. People in Times Square in New York City were treated Monday to the first images released by NASA from the world's most powerful telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope. The official Twitter account of Times Square NYC shared the video of pictures displayed at the square. With the caption, "Absolutely breathtaking views of the at NASA Webb Telescope's first full-color images to the world. Hashtag unfold the universe at 1xSQ at NASA." The Republic World website reported on some of the images NASA has released that give humanity the deepest look into space. Galaxy cluster SMAX 0723 was depicted in the first image that was previously released. A composite image called Webb's first deep field was created using several images captured at various wavelengths. Images captured by the near-infrared camera, NIRCAM, were used to create it. Then, images of the Carina Nebula, WASP-96b, Spectrum Data, Southern Ring Nebula, and Stevens Quintet were released by NASA. The Carina Nebula, 7,600 light-years away, is a stellar nursery where stars are born. According to CNN, it is one of the biggest and brightest nebulae in the sky and is home to numerous stars that are many times as massive as the Sun. The stunning new image, which provides a rare peek into stars in their earliest rapid stages of formation, according to NASA, shows the cosmic cliffs, which were previously hidden baby stars. This compact galaxy group is 290 million light-years away in the constellation Pegasus and was first identified in 1787. According to a NASA statement, four of the group's five galaxies are locked in a cosmic dance of repeated close encounters. The 8th Burst, also known as the Southern Ring Nebula, is located 2,000 light-years from the Earth. There is an expanding gas cloud surrounding a dying star in this large planetary nebula. The Webb Telescope is a joint project of the U.S., European, and Canadian space agencies. The telescope is designed to see the sky in infrared, which is light with longer wavelengths than the human eye can detect. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.